are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Hey, welcome to Serious Growth. To mostly Serious Growth Uncuffed. You know, I've got so much shit on my head that sometimes I have to write things down, and I'm better unscripted, I think, at least in my own mind, than I am scripted. Anyway, you know, I've been very, very fortunate. 4 decades in the industry, health, fitness, bodybuilding, and I've met some remarkable people. It's been amazing. You know, and one of the things I really enjoyed about that the most, and I think I got this from going to Bulgaria, because they were so forthcoming about giving information, passing information forward, as opposed to holding it to yourself, tight to the vest, not sharing. And I'm not saying that you should sometimes shouldn't share your every little secret, because I think that you need to hold some stuff back. That gives you a certain mystique. You don't want to be that open, but mostly open. And one of the things that impressed me when I was in Bulgaria, how they were just so open about that. And I've always wanted to keep learning. That isn't something that I've always wanted to do. So I go out of my way to meet new people. You know, I've met people in my facilities over the years, my personal training studios, and man, there's so many interesting people out there if you really care. And I've learned a lot. In the industry, I keep wanting to find out more about information because, everybody has their own take on information as far as what's the best way for training or nutrition. And you know what? If you stop being a sponge and you get too set in your ways, you're really dead in the water. And I wouldn't say necessarily dead in the water, but there's so much to learn. And you have to be willing to accept new ideas. And I've talked about before, as much as there are some really fantastic ideas out there and new things that come about, it's hard to replace the stuff that stands the test of time. But the only way that you can find out if things stand the test of time is that you have to go through a lot of time for you to be able to reveal that. And this is when I, you know, sometimes have a little bit of a problem, because I'm on the social medias. I'm not like a hound out there trying to see what's out there. I already know what's out there. And on social media, YouTube, there's all kinds of people out there that are touting certain things. And, you know, I just came across something the other day. And the people that were, that I'm going to mention here, I'm not going to mention anything by name. They had fancy initials behind their names, impressive people, but I could tell by the language. I wanted to find out what they were all about because they sounded interesting. And I'm interested in knowing more about that. But I guess because of the fact that I have been around as long as I have, that I start picking out things right away. I can read somebody like in a heartbeat as to if they are legit or if they are that person that has fancy initials and they're really talking about as it relates to their product that they believe in or the systems that they've come up with, that I can tell that it's, by the language and the order of the language that they're in the way they describe their program. In this case, these people were talking about, this is based in science and it's based in experience. Okay, that order right there, that already tells me, that's an alert for me that tells me that program that they're talking about is more based in science than it is in science, meaning to some degree and to a large degree theory, than it is an application. And I have a real issue with that because, some of the people that are out there, sometimes, and I was that person. I'm not saying I wasn't that person, but, again, you need time to really to see if what you're professing is actually something that really does work, that really stands the test of time. But so many people that are out there, and kudos to them, man. They've got lots of following, and it sounds like they're doing these gigs where lots of people are tuning into them. I give them credit for that. I do. But I can tell that the stuff that they're doing is really not based on practice, hard work, practice. It has more to do with, in theory, they're book smart as hell. And that's impressive. But that's not where the true knowledge is. It just isn't. And you don't know that. You don't know that unless you've been around long enough. You know, you heard that old saying, you don't know what you don't know. And you know, we're all there. You know, so it's again, it's impressive to listen to these people. But and I learned a lot of this stuff actually as far as, you know, the human psychology. And I think that's also a really big part of this. You know, if you're that person that is the consumer, you know, I wrote a book called Exposing Fake Trainers, and it really had more to do with, it was a book more for the consumer, just as much as it was to just call out these knotheads that are out there professing, you know, certain things that work or don't work. You know, I've been called out a lot of times by people. And at the end of the day, because I always ask them to come on my show, let's talk about differences. You know, it's crickets. They won't come on. All of a sudden they go away, you know, beer muscles. And, but I learned a lot of this stuff just from being around people, you know, and understanding the human psychology. Listen, physiology is not black and white. And some of these people that are out there with the latest and greatest that they've come up with, and it's based on science, and they can come up with all these little formulas for you. That's fine and dandy. But, you know, human psychology is such that.
All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're gonna get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you Big Beyond Belief in the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
When you're talking to the consumer, they don't know what they don't know. And you're really preying on somebody who is actually at a big disadvantage. And that's okay. I'm not saying that that's necessarily a bad thing. What you're saying out there, you believe in it, and that's fine. But you also must know that the person that is believing you doesn't really know. And that's why they get burned. And that's why so many people fail at the systems or these new things that come on the market. That's the greatest thing since sliced bread. You're selling fluff at the end of the day, and you're not selling the tried and true, you know, as far as how effective it is inside the gym where you are, inside your laboratory where you're trying it firsthand. I learned this in when I was in Bulgaria, and here's the difference. And it's kind of like that Rocky movie, you know, when Rocky, he doesn't have all the fancy equipment that the Russian did. The Russian was all high tech, you know, science and high tech. And yet Rocky was on the other side of it where he just had rudimentary, equipment to work with. But what he was doing is he was doing it firsthand in the gym. And he was learning through the hard work that he was putting in. There are no shortcuts, people, when you're talking to people about what you're professing as far as what you think is the best way to go about doing this. It's not black and white. Physiology is gray. Even though that we are humans, our physiology is really, you know, it's very, very different in so many ways. Humans are very complicated. And, you know, and if you are that person, I remember going back when I was saying, oh, I was certain that I know exactly what you have to do to put on muscle. You have to lift more weight than you do doing more repetitions. I was very black and white then. Okay, all that is, I believed in what I was saying, just like some of these people that are out there believing in what they're saying. But what I didn't know is I didn't have enough time where it was tested. And I wasn't willing to, at that point, you know, I wasn't willing to keep expanding my mind to say, wait a minute, that's actually not true. And it isn't true. But anyway, it's like I said, it's like that, you know, it's theory. A lot of people are just professing theory before application. And it needs to be the reverse of that. The application has to come first. It has to come first. And then theory has to come second. I'm not seeing that for most people in the industry. Give me someone, anyone who's done it firsthand. For example, in our industry, the Mauro Di Pasquale's of the world, this guy's a power lifter. This guy learns it from the ground up. That's firsthand experience. And then he develops things that go along with that. He developed the anabolic diet, which is something that went along with what he had learned firsthand. He didn't study it out of a book and say, in theory, this is what's going to work. That's not how it works. I'm going to keep saying that. Tom Platz's of the world, Robbie Robinson's of the world, Vince Gironda's of the world. These are people that have broken their backs in the craft that they're in to learn how to not only put on as much muscle as humanly possible, but to learn about the other elements of a program that are so responsible for taking you to the next level. That's not what I'm seeing for the most part. Listen, you guys that are out there, you fancy pants guys with the initials, show me something that you've done. Show me something that you've produced. Don't just tell me. Even if you go back and say, look, this is what I did when I was in my 20s or 30s, because I'm not seeing that. It's kind of like all hat and no kettle. Show me. You know, I didn't, at one point in my career, I didn't think that someone necessarily had to look the part, you know, to be someone who really understood what was going on. And I've changed my stance on that. I'm not saying that these people aren't smart and they figured that thing, you know, figured this thing all out. But if you haven't produced anything, I'm not really going to take you that serious. I mean, I'm going to take the information that you're giving. I want to look at it, definitely. But you know what? I'm at the stage of the game now where when I see that, it's like, yeah, I've been there, did that. I think that what you're actually talking about is just more, it's just a new shiny object, you know, and in that case, you're that person, you're actually part of the problem in the industry because you haven't had enough time to really figure this thing out. And that's normal, you know, but it's like when I have somebody come in for a consultation, all you have to do is listen to people and you'll know exactly where they're at. The language, the order with which they want things, the goals that they have. And they'll tell you, they're going to reveal who they are and what they want. All you have to do is listen. And that listening is actually a discipline. We want to talk more than we want to listen because we just like hearing ourselves talk. I'm that guy. I've done the same thing. It's been very difficult for me to actually be an effective listener for that reason, you know, but if you just listen to what people are saying, they'll tell you what they want in the order that they want. When you're listening to these people that are coming on the YouTubes and these different platforms, professing, you know, this the system that they've come up with this, you know, what they think that you should be eating and in the combinations, and they've got it all neatly packaged on it with a bow. This is for you. No, it's not necessarily for you. You, in your description, have told me now this is all based on science and some research. Listen, I have some decals in my gym that is just a creed and a motto of what I believe in. And I'm always going to stand out here and maybe not necessarily be popular with you that are out there. But that's not the most important thing to me. I'm not just going against the grain a lot of times, even though I have in my career. I'm not just going against the grain to get attention. And so I'm not going to take up necessarily a popular stance, but I am going to try to fight for that person that's out there that really doesn't have the necessarily information, and they keep getting duped by certain people that are out there. And again, I'm going to keep reemphasizing that the people that are out there, I think that they have really good intentions, but they don't have enough background, even though they have all these fancy initials behind their names. They don't have enough in the trenches background to be really effective and to really understand how something works to the nth degree. Get in the gym as it relates to the people that are creating products for nutrition or for weight training. Get into the gym and then let's talk. I can tell you that from being in the gym for 40 years. Even though my background is in bodybuilding, and that's my foundation, because I love that sport because it's so hard to do. I'm attracted to that. I've talked about this before. It's unwavering. It glaringly shows your weaknesses. When you can tell when people don't work a certain body part as it relates to, being aesthetically pleasing. And that sport just reveals your weakness constantly. And because of the fact that change is ongoing, if you're not that person that's willing to keep changing along the way, you're done. You're done, dead in the water. And that's what's happening with so many of these things. It's like the shiny object syndrome. That's the next best thing since sliced bread. And there's something in my gym. Anyway, getting back to produce, show me what you produce. I can show you what I produce. I produce my own self on stage at a world level. I created some training courses that became an ideology in the industry. Even I would tell you a cult, because I still got people that are avid fans of that ideology because they were sound in principle, tried and tested, grueling hours and hours and hours to figure out how to fool the physiology, which is impossible to do. Your physiology most of the time will win out. It's smart, actually smarter than you are. But to put all that kind of time in to something, I can tell you, I created something for myself in bodybuilding. I produced people that were powerlifters. I've worked with the athletes that are in Major League Baseball, football, basketball. And you got to know, if you're just someone who is just in this narrow space and you really don't understand things, show me what you produced and show me how your information that you're giving has actually translated to results on the field. I can do that. I'm not necessarily the smartest bulb in the world, but I've been around a long time. Albert Einstein says it best: true knowledge is through experience. That's huge. How many times have we gone into the gym, those of us that are students of the game, that are of the mindset that the application is first, it comes before theory. There's so many advantages to that. Learning that in that way compared to reading it first in theory and then applying it is night and day at the end of the day. And it doesn't show up until you're competing at a really high level where you have a lot of other athletes. And I learned this from dealing with people that were in the professional ranks in baseball and football. Those guys are all good. Hell, they're all good at the college level. It gets to the point where it's like, how do you create your own competitive edge? You can't unless you're in it, deep in it, so you understand, for example, how to create a program, not only that will benefit the bodybuilder, but the competitive athlete, not only the competitive athlete in different sports, but to the position of the sport in which they play. Because you're dealing with, you know, someone, especially when you're dealing with people at that level, that's how they make their livelihood. You think that you can just be book smart and tell somebody how to do that stuff? There's no way in hell. There's no way in hell, no matter what you think. And again, I think you've got great intentions, most of you out there. You do. You just lack the, you got to put the time in. You know, I have some decals in my gym, I think, that just ring true. And that is, there are no shortcuts. Yes, you want to keep learning information. You want to try to make your program more efficient. But at the end of the day, there are no shortcuts. And I'll tell you one I really like, because it ties right into that, no shortcuts. Results are a reflection of your struggle. And that's legit. It doesn't matter if you're struggling in weightlifting, if you're struggling in coming up with a way to reverse heart disease, like I did. I had strokes 10 years ago, and I wanted to see if I could reverse a little bit of heart disease that I had. It took me a year to figure that out, not by reading a book. Not that I didn't access that information, because I think that's valuable information. I'm not saying that. Please understand that. But I had to go in the trenches. In this case, it was in the trenches of nutrition. It was in the trenches of finding out exactly how each macro works. And I mean, there's so much misinformation about the macros. I learned that when I wrote the book with Dr. DePasquale in The Anabolic Diet, and how we talked about the fat is not the culprit. That's not the reason why people are in bad health. It's not that. It's actually carbohydrates, eating too many carbohydrates that become stored as a fat that gets too high. And that becomes that triglyceride goes out of the range where it starts getting dangerous. There's so many things about macros that most people don't understand. Even some of these so-called sweeto experts that are out there that think I can tell them 3 fucking minutes that they don't know what the hell they're talking about all the way. They've got bits and pieces of it. But, you know, did you spend a year trying to figure out how to reverse heart disease? Did you spend 10 years how to figure out how to get over stroke and recover, when all the information, all that data that's out there, the science, so to speak, says that you're not going to recover? Being book smart is just, it's not where it's at, man. You got to do the work. You got to go in. You got to test things. You got to try things to see. You have to be willing to document everything that you're doing, and look back and see where you're making progress. And then you go back to that doctor and they say, how in the fuck did you reverse heart disease by 15% when you only had 35%? You know how? I'm in the trenches every single day, and I've got my nose in the books too. I do. So please, for those of us that are in the industry, I'm always looking for those who I call the real deal that are in the industry. That's why I keep bringing people on podcasts. I've interviewed so many people, because there are a lot of experts out there with really fancy initials behind their names that know their shit, because they know it on a different level. The level in which I'm talking, they know it, but so many of them don't. I'm always looking for those people. I just ran across somebody just recently. It's amazing. The guy, you know, you find gyms all over the world. This guy's the real deal. And I tell people when I run across someone who's legit, and I know that they know their product and their information because they've done it themselves. This guy's I'm talking about. His name is Dr. William Wong. You got to check him out. He's on my podcast, on a Fishbowl podcast that I have him on. The guy's amazing. He's one of those ones that are brilliant and a genius. And there are others like that I've come across. And when I start talking about them, I think that I highlight them because I know that they've learned this in the way that should be learned. Years and years of being in the trenches. to figure it out, to be able to put up with setbacks and keep learning from that, you know? And so anyway, you know, every once in a while I get a kick out of myself. And every once in a while I'll post something on the social media. I just did, you know, I'm a month away from being 67 and I put a side chest up on my Instagram and a few places. And I'll tell you what, I would like to challenge anybody that's out there. I'll do the side chest that I have up on my social media. This is for giggles and shits because, you know, most of you are full of shit and I don't care what age you are. Oh, by the way, I'm natural now. I wasn't natural back in the day. Okay. Let's just be clear. But now, especially having my three strokes 10 years ago, believe me, I'm natural. And so, you know, I'm very inquisitive at times, you know? And so the first thing I wanted to do was get over my strokes. That was a major thing. And I wanted to be in the best health of my life. And I am now. And I can prove that with lab work. And I can prove it with lab work that I'm not taking any shit. Juice, for those of you that don't know what I mean. And, you know, I'm always curious, can I still build muscle at this old ancient age of 67? I'm being kind of facetious because I'll put myself up against interview knotheads. And I'm not saying that you might not, there's somebody out there that's my age that'll blow me away, but I'll still challenge you. I'll challenge you guys that are much younger. You better come to play ball with me, man. I don't train like a pussy, even though that I'm 67 years of age. I'm actually putting on muscle. And I'll tell you why that is, because I'm a student of the game and there's so many interesting people that's got so many interesting supplements that you can take now and to make you perform like a young buck. I am so lucky that I've been around this long because I'm still learning and doing. And every once in a while, I like to see, well, you know, are you as good as you think you are, Leo, buddy boy? Let's just throw up a photo up there and see. Because I'm going to tell you something. A lot of times it's like, it's awful. Some of you will be able to relate to me. You think you look pretty damn good. And then you take a side chest or you do. I've had so many of them go, oh, shit, that's horrible. That's exactly what drives me to do more. I don't want to compete. And for those of you critics that are out there, you're going to say, well, let's see your legs. Fuck you. If I want to train and get my legs are not up to par that my upper body is. They're not weak, but they're not up to par. You know why? Because I don't want to show them. I'm going to show the guns. Those are the show muscles. Hell, the legs are one of my strong points when I was competing. If I wanted to do my legs, I would. So screw you, the critics that are saying, yeah, but he's not showing his legs. Fuck off. Let's just do a side chest shot. Stop talking shit. I get a big kick out of these young ones when I had a competition one time. I'm not going to name names. They know who they are. I was like 40 some years of age. And I said, hey, let's have a bench press competition. And you know what they said? Oh, let me train a while so I can compete with you. Really? You're 27 years of age? So come on, let's go, guys. Give me your side chest shot. Let's see what you got. I will be fair. I don't like defeat, and I as much as I hate to admit it, if you're better, that's great. I don't even give a shit if you're on the juice, because I know a lot of you guys are out there. You are, even though you say that you're not, you're full of shit. I know that because I was that guy that was full of shit. I've been around all this full of shit. I can spot it a mile away. Like I can spot someone who's had brain trauma or a stroke a mile away. Come one, come all. Let's have a little fun. Listen, I'm not angry anymore. I'm happy, happy, happy. So come on and let's do this. In the meantime, get some serious growth.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.